If you need help selling and supporting Office 365, AppRiver can help. They've got the most experienced support team in the business. Call them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and speak to someone live here in the U.S. Try them free for 30 days by visiting appriver.com/podnutspro. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Podnuts Pro. I am your host, Marvin B. I do want to thank you for downloading and listening to the show. So tonight's show is going to be just me, and it's going to be a little bit of a catch-up show. I know you've been listening to some interviews over the last few weeks, a couple of shows with Mr. Matt Rainey. We're going to be ramping those up again. But as always, I do want to take a show here to just do a little catch up and go through some email, some updates and stuff like that. So that's what we're going to do tonight. I've got a stack of email that I'm not going to read all of them, but I'll reference some stuff. I got some firewall updates and some announcements about some upcoming shows. So let's get right into some of the stuff here. First thing I want to do is I want to say thank you to AppRiver for doing a sponsorship renewal. I know you love that, but you know what? Somebody's got to pay the bills and help Mr. Door-to-Door Geek keep all these great shows coming to you. And for you, they're free. So say thank you. I also want to say thank you to Mr. Brian Best. Because of him and the show that I did with him a while back, on the Apple stuff and the Be Smart program. I've just been recently signed up for that. I look forward to trolling all of you in the secret Facebook group coming up. But folks, go back and listen to Brian Best as we talk about Apple and his Be Smart program, basically a program that will help you as technicians support your customers with Apple products, even if you are not an Apple expert like me. Let me read an email if I can find it here. Here we go. So this one I will read. This one is from a Mr. Jeff Owens, and he writes, Marvin, thank you for the information for AppRiver on the Podnuts Pro podcast. I was previously with GFI/MaxMail/MSP Mail/Mail Assure as the spam filter. As SolarWinds moved from MSP Mail to Mail Assure, it was a total failure for my domains hosted on HostGator. No emails were getting through. Support would not answer the phone, and then they would call me about 9 p.m. I did not have all of my customers' passwords, so I needed my customers to make the MX records change. I switched to AppRiver and moved the Podnuts domain over as well. 83% of the emails are spam. Great customer support. They walked me through the transition very, very painless. By the way, I'm a big SonicWall fan, just installed a TZ300. So I want to say thank you to Jeff. So first I want to say, one, I did not know that Podnuts was using SolarWinds as their spam filter. And of course, I always like to give a full disclaimer. I use both SolarWinds and AppRiver, so I have two dogs in this fight. However, I do not use the mail filter for either one of them. I have some correspondence going back and forth with Jeff. I haven't really gotten back to him yet as to, you know, the support that he was getting and why he wasn't getting a response from SolarWinds. I know that they have always done a good job for me in trying to get back and respond and fix issues. Not sure what happened with him, but at the same time, hooray for AppRiver. and all of the stuff that we've done with them in promoting their products. Jeff made the switch and seems to be very, very happy. So wanted to read that email, and also wanted to, I know Rainey's not here, but just to say, haha, I've got an email with somebody claiming to be a big Sonic Wall fan. So suck it, Rainey. And that's in a response to an email I got about the WatchGuard show that we just did with them, where the host had an enjoyable time teasing me while he and Rainey had a love fest about WatchGuard. No, I am not going to read that email. I will also reference an email from Mr. Mike Smith. He wrote me to ask about some recommendations on dual WAN firewalls. So I did respond to Mike. I'm not going to read his mail or read the response, but I will use it to kind of jumpstart into a larger topic. And I'm going to preface the topic by referring back to our Calyptics interviews. If you are not listening to the shows in numerical order, I had a two-part interview with Calyptics and the CEO, Benjamin Yarbrough, and those were episodes 146 and 147. And I'm referencing those because they, on their own, did a follow-up with me asking if I would be interested in providing the listeners with some resources. And I said, abso-freaking-lutely. So I will have in the show note a link where you can go and get two resources. The first is going to be a technical report that shows how the Russian attack announced by the government affected their firewall, the Access Enforcer. And the second is going to be a marketing flyer that you can use and help your clients understand why to buy a UTM firewall instead of just a cheap router. And not only is it going to be a marketing flyer, it's going to be something that can be customized for you with your name, your phone number, and your logo. So I will put that link in the show note. And it's going to be calyptics.com/podnuts, PODNUTZ. And folks, if you have not heard about the Russian attack and have kind of taken the last 2 months off, let me just remind you, this was basically a first where the U.S. and the United Kingdom put together a report that talked about the concerted effort of the Russian government to target U.S. companies, power grids, even private sectors. And listen, you know I don't talk politics, so I don't care what your political stance is. Even if you're not a user of the Calyptics products, you need to go to this site and get this report and use the marketing flyer. The Russians aren't using some high-tech tactics to do this. They were just simply targeting legacy protocols and poor security practices to go after stuff. I mean, they were targeting things on Cisco routers that they knew were unpatched and unprotected. And listen, a lot of it is going to be something where I say that a lot of technicians will install a product but not manage it. And whether it's because they don't know how or don't want to or whatever, that's what we're dealing with, folks. So I'm talking to you techs right now. Hear me when I say this. When you pick a product, stick with a line that you know that you can support and be good at it. So we talk about all the different firewalls on here. We talk about Calyptics. We talk about WatchGuard. We talk about SonicWall. We'll be talking about some other ones coming down the road. But folks, whichever product you use, it's got to be something that will protect your customer and something that you can support. All the things that you need to do, monitor your traffic. Know who is supposed to have access to your stuff. Those are the things that need to be done on a regular basis, regardless of what product you use. So this report put out by Calyptics, again, you'll just head over to calyptics.com/podnuts. There will be a link in there where you can download the report, and then you can request your custom marketing flyer. Again, folks, it's going to be something that you can hand out. It's not going to have the Calyptics name on it. It's going to have your name, your phone number, your logo, and you can use it to protect your clients against not only the Russian hackers, but a lot of other things that are out there doing some bad stuff. And just to give you an example for me, so I've got my customers, and yes, I use primarily SonicWall. I do use Arachnus, but on my SonicWalls, I have pretty much every security feature turned on. One of the things that happened to one of my law firms is as I started to notice an uptick in things hitting their firewalls, not only do I raise levels for the, you know, gateway antivirus and the intrusion prevention, one of the things that I did was I turned on the GeoIP location blocking for more and more countries. Normally, I just block Russia, China, all the stands. But in March and April, as I noticed an uptick in attacks on firewalls, I basically started blocking all countries. If you weren't in the US or Canada or the United Kingdom, you know, the US Virgin Islands or whatever, I just blocked all those countries. So a lot of countries that normally were not blocked, like Germany, Belgium, Sweden, I started blocking them all because I got tired of trying to track down IP addresses that were all coming from out of the country. So because of that, I had a customer that obviously called up with a situation where this is a customer that has an on-site tech. Yes, I call him Junior. And Junior uses TeamViewer to connect and do remote support for the branch offices. Even though I have my SolarWinds RMM product, I don't allow him access to that. So he has TeamViewer to connect to the branch offices. Well, TeamViewer appeared to have been broken for him, where a lot of the unattended stations were not showing up. Even though I could connect to them, we could see them on the network. We, you know, the users were working and doing stuff, but for some reason, about half the stations disappeared from his unattended console. And after going through the logs, looking at IP addresses, we found out that some of the IP addresses used by TeamViewer were coming from Germany. Never would have thought that, but TeamViewer is a global product, and we actually had to unblock Germany in order for him to use his TeamViewer. So, not a big deal in that situation. However, the fact that we had an uptick in intrusion attempts going to the remote terminal servers was enough for me to say, hey, we need to put some more things in place. So I'm just throwing that out there as another reason to go and look at this report from Calyptics. Do your research on knowing what's going on your firewalls and routers and UTM devices, whatever you want to call them. Make sure you've got things in place that are going to protect your clients. So that is, well, I probably had more notes somewhere, but I'm not going to go find them right now. Let's see. So www.calyptics.com/podnuts. That will be in the show notes. All right. Well, I said this was going to be a short show, so because I can't find my other note page, I'm going to go ahead and start to wrap this up. And I'll finish up other stuff later on another show. I do want to announce that some of the upcoming shows I think you're going to like. We're going to be having an interview with someone from Cloudberry, a cloud-based backup product. We're going to be having another interview with AppRiver, and we're going to focus on the Microsoft 365 product. So you won't want to miss that. And we are going to have Sonic Wall's rebuttal to the WatchGuard interview that Matt Rainey had such a love fest over. So those are three upcoming shows that I know are going to be on the schedule here soon. So be looking forward to those. Folks, please head over to podnuts.com and support the network. You can support Podnuts by contributing through Patreon. You can also support some of the sponsors and affiliates that are over there and help keep these shows free and coming to you. Also, if you would like to send me questions, comments, suggestions for future show topics, please send them to me. You can send them to me by email, marvin@podnuts.com. You can also hit us up on Twitter, @podnutspro. So folks, quick show for you tonight, and I appreciate it. That's going to be it for tonight. Thank you for listening. Do something good for Mother's Day. And until next time, holla.